We are learning in Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting the last few words of Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Eliezer Ze'iro Havasai Mesani Uchmi Ve'koyi B'shukah D'Na'adoi. Eliezer Ze'iro was walking around the shuk of Na'adoi with black shoes. That's Darach Avelos, like Minig Avelos. Ashkuhu D'Bei Resh Gelusa. The Resh Gelusa, they found him walking around like that. V'amalei Maishto Hani Mesani, why are we wearing such shoes? Amalahu, the Kama Vilna Marishlaim. I am in Avelis on Yerushalayim. Omru le, at Chashivis Lasbuli Yerushalayim. To go Befahesia and to be Noyig Minig Avelis on Yerushalayim, that already, you have to be a Choshev Yid. Sova Yehura Havya. He thought he was being a Balgaiva. Asua, they brought him for Chavshu, they put him away. They said, this is a Gaiva. Omalahu, Gava Rabbana, I'm a big person. By me, I'm Royal Akach. Omru le, Minoya Dinan. Prove it that you're a big person. Either you ask from us, or you ask from me something, or I'll ask from you something. You know, which way you want. You ask a shayla. So Eliezer Zira asked the Begalusa, the Reish Galusa, shayla. Hayman the Kotz Kufra. If someone cuts down a tamarim that was in the size of a baisar like an oven. It's equal to a baisar of an oven. So let's say someone cuts down those, damages those fruits. My misham, how much do you pay? A malay misham, they kufra. You pay for the price of kufra. That's the Reish Galusa answer. So Elizabeth says, what do you mean? Amalu, v'hava tamri. It's going to be dates. Kufra is worthless. It's not even edible. But there's going to be tamri. Like, it's not right. It was going to be dates. So you should pay for dates. Amalu, okay, mashal be tamri. You know what? You're talking. You're right. You pay dates. Amalu, v'hava tamri. I didn't damage dates. So what are you talking about? Amalai, okay, you stop me. Amalon, you tell me pshat. Amalon at, you say pshat. Amalahu, you figure it out. Bishishim. What you do is, you feel, like Rashi says, ima karka. You look at the karka with that has this level. They all have this kufra, this level of baiser. And you look at it, how much it's worth before it got caught and after it got caught. That takes into account the potential. Because when a potential buyer buys a karka and it's up to baiser, he looks at more advice. He looks at the money he's going to make when it's tomorrow also. It's not exactly that much, but he puts it into account. So this is a way where you get everything involved. So that's the way you do it. You do b'shishim with the karka. And with that, like Rashi speaks out, 3 lines on the top, shakoyne karka parasel, noisin ein of ksas b'shvach shach azman. He does take that into account a little bit. Omalei man omukavaseh, who says like you? Like who said you're right? Omalu, look, ha-shmuel chai, shmuel is alive, but beizdin ha-kayim, his bezin is here. So ask them, see if I'm right. Shodu came to Shmuel. He sent the shout to Shmuel. Amlu shapik kamaluchu b'shishim. He taka tiny. That's a good psak. V'shav kuilet. Eliezer Ze'iro go. He's so taka. He's a very big yid. He didn't stand. He knew how to paskin. And he taka let him go. So I'm going to write. Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah that ochla peres gemurim. That if you ate peres gemurim, then you don't figure out agav the karka. Then you figure out the peres itself. Similar to what we had before, but here's where you have Peres Gemurim, you pay Peres Gemurim, that's it. You don't figure out Agav Karka. And this is one of the riots of Tosfos that Rav Shimon ben Yehuda holds that when before, that it means Agav the Karka. Because here in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon says the only time you don't do that is only when it's Peres Gemurim. But it says, Maisi pay Peres Gemurim. Remember, we had a drasha. How do you know you do Agav the Karka? Because it says, Abir Vistayacha. So Shaila is, what does he do with that drasha? Talk to Gemara. My time, that it says in the pasuk, which teaches us, it's only stuff, only pears that need the field still, or two that needs the field. Hani, these pears, you have to pay the exact value. Which means that you don't pay for, you don't do it agav the karaka, because it doesn't need the karaka anymore. Omra Wurabachia, Omra Virabin. Don Rav Karameyer. There was one of my mice where Rav Pasuk Karameyer in a certain instance. Upasuk Alokas Rav Shimon. And Pasuk Alokas Rav Shimon. Two different sugyas. Don Rav Karameyer, the Italian looked at the Braisa. It's in Ksubas. Kosav, someone had a field that was miyachet for the Ksuba of his wife. And Lemaisa, the husband went and sold it. Kosav Risha, and Kosmala. He had to get permission from the Isha because the Isha was miyachet for the Isha. The Isha did not sign off on that. Lesheni. he sold it again to someone else, and she signed it of the ksubasa. Then she loses the ksuba, because she can't say, I'm just doing it to make my husband happy, because why the first one did you not let? So it must be, it's a different reason, and you agree to it. Even the second time, I can say, you know, I'm only doing it because I felt bad for my husband. At the Malach, I'm like, what do you want from me? This is my miyuchad diga field. I only signed it off because I was doing nachas ruach labayli. Ramey says, no, that was true. You should have done the first time. Who do you pass? Like a pasak, and he passed like Ramey in the first case. This case was done lachem. He was done like Ramey, Rav like Ramey. What's the pasuk of Rav Shimon? Call it the name. Shimon Aymer, Ocha peres gemurim, Mishan lemes peres gemurim. If the behemoth ate peres that were finished, you pay peres gemurim, and you don't do agav karka. Im saw, if ate a saw, you pay a saw, sasayim. You pay us a saw. See, Rav pasuk Ramey, and like Rav Shimon, in two different things. Ramey, gavik suba, and Rav Shimon, legabe, peres gemurim. Zok to Mishnah Vaita, Amagdish Psech HaSodach HaVeroi, Shaloi Rishos. Someone brings peres into, or tfu into his friend's field, makes a big pile, he didn't ask Rishos. V'ochlem behemtem shal Baal HaSodah. The Baal HaSodah has a behemah, the behemah is a little hungry, he needs a good breakfast, and he eats it up. The loch is that Baal HaSodah's potter. No one asked you to bring it into my field. Vim huska behem, Baal HaGodosh Chayiv. If the behemah of the Baal HaSodah hurt, or the Baal HaSodah hurt himself in this peres, the Baal HaGodosh Chayiv. So now, Ayin asked me, what do you mean? The Hema ate it and I got hurt. The Baal Chayiv, I halos utaycha. So here it will mean the same thing like the Gemara said before. It means huchlka. It slipped on it. That's what it means. If it slipped on it, then huskabam, Baal Gadosh Chayiv, Baal Gadosh is Chayiv. The one who brought the Tua in is Chayiv. Vimagigdash Rishos. If the person bringing the Tua had Rishos, and then the Hema ate it, Baal Hasada is Chayiv. The Baal Hasada is Chayiv in such a case, because the Baal Hasada, when he says, you have Rishos to bring it in, it's Gilu to take responsibility of watching it as well. That's what comes out. Break the Gemara, Lematan like a Rebbe. The Karebi, Rebbe says that when I say you have Rishos to put pile into my field, it doesn't mean I'm Makabal Shmira. Ha'oma actually Kabal of Baal Bayez Lishmar. The only time you have to Makabal Shmira, if you say specifically, I want to Makabal Shmira. But if not, there's no Kabbalah Shmira. So here, why is the Baal HaSodah Chayiv if someone now damages and eats all your behema, or the Baal HaSodah behema eats that? I said you have just to put it here. Did I say I'm going to watch it? No. Rebbe says you have to say specifically, I'm going to watch it. And here it's Mashmah, even Stam, you have to watch it. Amra Papa Hocha Benota Beidari Askino. We're talking about here a Shoyme HaGronos. It was a place where people kept Tvua and there was a Shoyme there. So the minig was that everyone from the fields brought their gurin here. This was like the main place where they stored the tefuah. So there, if I tell you can store my tefuah here, avada, you're watching it. That is his job. So that's why there at Stama, they're going to watch it. But not the Beidari Eskinan, by the person who watches the tefuah we're talking about. The Kim Domali Ayel, the Gedoy, she said, come in and pile, Ayel v'antalachu. It means, I'm going to watch it. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, Shalei HaSeh Be'erav Yachar Yishat V'Katan. If you send which means you send a fire, you have fire, you sent it with a cherishet of a katan, you're part of the adam v'chayev din shemayim. If you gave it to a bekeach, you gave it to someone who's a barach, he's not a katan, he's a gadol who has brains, he becomes responsible. You're responsible for watching the fire that I gave you. Echad heves ha'or v'echad heves ha'etzim. Let's say you have two people. One brings fire, and one brings wood. Hamevis Eitzim Chayiv. The one who brought the Eitzim is Chayiv now for what the fire damages. He's responsible for the fire. Why? Because he's a second person. The Ar by itself will do nothing. You brought the Eitzim now, you're causing the fire to spread. Echad Hevis Eitzim, Echad Hevis Ar. One person brought the Eitzim, and one brought the Ar. The second guy is Chayiv again. Hamevis Ar Chayiv. Whoever did the second thing now got it going is Chayiv. Let's say you have Ba Achar Veliba. Someone came and blew it. Hamalav Chayiv. Because we're talking about a case that without blowing it, it would not have gone Beruach Matsuya somewhere. And it would not have been Mazik. Here, with this person blowing it, he created the Mazik, therefore he becomes Chayiv. Libsa Ruach Kulam Peturim. If the Ruach blew it, Beruach Matsuya, so then the all potter will see why. Lechaira, why is it Chayiv? But here, we're talking about here that we'll see that the Ruach Matsuya, we'll see in the Gemara why your potter. The Gemara is going to ask to be like Zaira of Ruach Masiyatai. And the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha there. We're going to see in the Gemara what's the Pshat and why not Chayiv. And Tosh already asked that if it's Ruach Matsuya, why isn't the Bala Eish Chayiv? Here we're going on the guy who's blue. The guy who blew is not Chayiv, because when he blew, nothing happened. And the Ruach Matsuya is not his problem. We'll see in the Gemara why. But what happened to the guys who did the eights? And Tosfos has a kasha. So I'm talking about Kimim Mislab of Ruach Matsuya, is Chayiv Achroin, Shalanochas Eitz of Ard, Bechol Duchti, Ashkan Shem is Chayiv Lin Yesh, we can do Ruach Matsuya. That's his kasha. Every time you find that it could do Ruach Matsuya. So, this is a big problem. So you have to say here, the case was that it would not have damaged without either the blowing or the Ruach Matsuya, and that's why those guys are not Chayiv, and it's a whole shayla on the Liba, because if it would have damaged by itself and all the guys, that would be Chayiv. But here the case was, a guy brought R, a guy brought Eitzim, nothing would have happened. The first shayla on the Gemara of a Liba means, and the guy blew it, did it, then he's Chayiv. But if the guy who blew it would not have caused it, and the ruach caused it, then kulam paturim, like we'll see in the Gemara, that even though he blew it as well, and the ear helped him, that will not be chayav. We'll see four pshat in the Gemara, why not? That's on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. But first part of the Mishnah is that if you send fire, b'acher shayit to the katan, you are potter. And if it's a pekeach, the pekeach is chayav. Amar shlokh v'de chizkiyah. Lo yishanu, this halacha, that if you give a cheres shayit to the katan a fire, that you are potter, is only al shemos l'gacheles. You gave him coals. Coals by itself are not going to do anything. And what happened? This cheres, shayit of gotam, blew it. So really, my gacheles had enough of a shmira. Giving it the cheres, shayit of gotam, is only a grama. And that I'm not chayef for. El shemos l'gacheles liba, av a mos l'shaheves, but if you give a existing fire to a cheres, shayit of gotam, chayef. My time, a maisa gormale. My maisa is garment, and it's like a ruach matsuya. If you give a fire to a cheres of a katan, that's like a ruach matsuya. Him to blow on it, that's a new maisa. That's something else. That's a Adam changed the fire and made a maisa on it. But here, if I give the fire to a cheres of a katan, that's a fire ready, yechayif. That's Rosh Lakish halacha. Rav Yechon Amar, no, I feel most like Shahavis potter. Your potter, even by Shahavis. Now, what's the pshat in Mechalik's Yechon Rosh Lakish? So we had before, Mechalik is Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi holds, it's the Shitasai, Eishai Mishim Mamayna, Eishai Mishim Chitziai. Rosh Lakish holds Eishai Mamayna. It's your mom and a mazik. As long as you put it, set it up in a way that's going to your mazik, it's a mazik. Now, Gecheles is not a mom and a mazik yet. It's not a mazik yet. You need a new mice to make a mazik. That, everyone's mazik can be a part of. But also Hevis, which is really a mazik, and I gave it to Matziv, which would be a Ruach Matsuya, so he's Chai. But Rosh Lakish, or Rabbi Yechon holds, always Eishai Mishim Chitziai. It's because of Adma mazik. Once I give it to another person, that person brings it somewhere. So then, it's not me, Adam Mazik, it's his Mazik, and it's not a Mazik. That's Rashi's Pshat. Tais has a kasha that Yechon holds Ishim Shemayin also. Therefore, Tais has learned that Yechon holds, it's not Bari Hazekah, that's why. Giving it to Cheresh of the Katan is not Bari Hazekah. If all the potter of Yechon, I'm reading Tais to Chavbez and Beis, I feel Moslash Haheves, Labish from the Ozla Tameh, the Isla Ishim Chitzay. The Amasik, this is Shemayin. Elmas to Kshava Shaheves, Loi Bari Hazekah, Kamayshar. It's not Bari Hazekah, and therefore, it's not Chayiv. But, the Gemara says, it's the cheresh who brought it somewhere garment. Until you give the cheresh of the katan kaitzim and small twigs and a torch, the hahu vaday maisa de garment. The other shore is his own maisa that was garment, which you have to explain why. This is Tosfos, because Rashi Tosfos exactly what that means. But since you made the whole fire, there's Ksidim Mamish of Bari Hazekah, and therefore here, even Rashi Yochanan will agree, it's Ksidim my Maisa, because it's Bari Hazekah of Chogni Mazik, and the whole fire is already done, and therefore, Yechayiv even give it to Cheri Shaita V'Katam.